Joined now by my good buddy, Greg Ruff. You often hear him right here when I'm out of town, and that will be exactly 1 week from this morning as I'm traveling with TSU. He's the Director of Communications and Broadcasting at Trevecca. In 1988, he was hired to lead the school's first office of sports information and been there ever since. They can't run him off. Greg Ruff, what's up, man?
No, not much. Just got my boat here. Try to stay here. Stay afloat. I can't believe it's raining again today.
I saw somewhere where someone who had a pool and their backyard had been run over by a river that happened to have fish in it. And they're saying when it subsides that they're going to be able to fish out of their swimming pool. Now that's.
You know, right now that doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
I've seen anything like it.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking about stocking mine.
I'm surprised yours isn't in the lake by now.
When we built that right there off Percy Priest Lake, we made sure we're in the 500 flood plain, which means that'll happen every 8 years now. But anyway, so what's going on over at Trevecca? You tell me. You're the Director of Communications and Broadcasting.
Well, I have breaking news. It's not breaking news I want to give you, but I just got a text from Austin Selby, and Garrison Glover is out in the heptathlon. Is sick today.
Oh,
he's not going to be able to compete. And so that's a tough one. Freshman just he really has just come on and had a great freshman season and was competing strong up there. And so that's a little bit of a bad news this morning, but. Overall, the team, as you chronicled there, just had a really good first day at the conference championships. And there's still a lot of good news, I think, will come the rest of the day. But unfortunately for him and maybe a couple other may have been something some of the folks ate up there, if you know what I mean. So.
Well, and you're looking at just the own and a lot of the track and field and a lot of sports like golf, you're sort of competing against yourself. And so you're seeing those PRs, those SRs, personal records, the school records, they keep falling. So you see the forward momentum there that Austin has with his team.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Gerson, a young guy, freshman, coming on that strong. So so it's good. And then, you know, you mentioned it too. I mean, basketball today is our last home games, and the men will not make the postseason tournament, but the women right there at it, and a win today for them would be big. But what Omar Mance has done this year has been really great to watch. And people think, well, you've only won three games, but it's been, you know, what he's put in, his vision. And then to see his team buy into it over the course of the year, and the people that support the program have bought into it, and really see good things ahead. But this team has been a lot of fun to watch and to broadcast this year. And a lot of people think, well, you only got three wins. Well, but it's the way they've played. It's seeing something come together, and then and they've played really, really well at times this year, and in particular late in the year. You can just kind of see that they have bought into what he's doing. They get what he's doing, and then to see what he's doing working too.
Greg Ruff with us. He is the Director of Communications and Broadcasting over at Trevecca, his alma mater. Oh, by the way, let people know, next Saturday you're going to be right in here. I will be in Martin, Tennessee. The TSU's at Southeast Missouri Thursday night, Friday night in Martin to do the game Saturday. So you always do a great job filling in for me. I really, really appreciate it, Gregory.
Well, it's something that I enjoy doing. You get to talk to different coaches and different people and find out what's going on. And it's just it's a lot of fun to do. But I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate an opportunity to do it. And as long as it's at Kitchen Notes, you don't have a problem getting me to come.
Well, we're at Bongo Java, but all of our guests and hosts get to sully up to the buffet at Kitchen Notes, and that turns a few heads. All right, just show how good friends Greg and I are. I sent Greg a text last night, serious text. Hey, man, send me some talking points. And then what does he send back? ask me about hoops, seasons, baseball, track, softball, and golf. My response, we cannot air. It was somewhere along the line of smarty pants. That's the dumbed down version of it. I know what you were doing. 21 years though, Greg, and that you've done this, and you know, you really have you ever done the one-on-one show with me, because you fill in for me. Have you ever been my guest on one-on-one?
I think I did it the first year you did it, maybe. I think
yeah, so. When we were still in studio. Yeah, we've been down here like 2.5, going up and on 3 years at Bongo now. Well, yeah, I want to get you back on a slow day. So anyway,
when it's raining.
Yeah. Take that boat on in. 21 years though. I guess obviously, in my mind, just outward looking in, that the biggest change was going from NAIA to NCAA Division II.
Well, yeah, I mean that was huge. But you know, I mean, and you and I have talked about this a long time. It's a few times, but to me, one of the biggest changes is just the technology, and how we cover it. I mean, you think about, I was using a fax machine like all day long back then, and then you and I talked about this, because one day I was like, how do I? Because you're the one who turned me on to doing this, or at least gave me the idea. And how do you communicate to other people? And you said, just send an email to all the local media about what you're going to do each week. You know, the keys for the week. A weekly thing that turned into something. We don't do it as much anymore, but it turned into a deal where we emailed all the media after every game with our results. And it was a way for us to get Trevecca stuff in front of people's eyes. And then one day someone was asking me about, a fan was asking me about things, and said, I want to know what's coming up. You know, how do I, you know, he said, I can't get on the website every day. How can I get it? And I said, well, here. So I started including this person in the emails to the media, just a second list. And that list grew to, right now, 20,000 people.
Wow.
And so over time.
So you won't miss me when I block you, okay?
No. And again, we don't do it as much as we used to, because other people started doing it, and it's not as effective. But for many years, that's how we communicated and drove people to our website and all that kind of stuff. So that's just the change in how it was. And you can get stuff immediately on the website. We broadcast live on the website now. So those are the changes to me that has happened. But, yeah, as far as our landscape of competition, to say that our program would be where it is without going Division II would be an understatement, because I think it was a great decision for the university, and it has made us better in so many ways.
Well, and also the leadership of Mark Elliott and his vision, mm-hmm. and just taking on that task. And, you know, a lot of people thought, well, we all thought a lot of Mark, obviously knew his basketball acumen, knew everything athletics that he had been through and everything. But then again, had never been in part of athletic administration. And I know he leaned heavily on the late C.M. Newton initially for mm-hmm. not only the transition, but just how to go about business and everything. But Mark has been just a solid rock for that athletic program ever since he stepped through that door.
Well, and you know, somebody was asking me, someone nominated him for something recently, and they came to me and asked me for stuff, and I had, you know, I kind of keep up with those things mentally, and then I have some old emails and things like that, old documents but you start going through the stuff that's happened since he's been athletic director, and it's just amazing, the things, you know, adding sports to, you know, what we've done with the broadcast, and just what we've done with academics. And, you know, too, our previous athletic directors, Alan Smith and Brenda Patterson, both had that as a focus, but Mark has continued that and grown that. And, you know, it's just the focus of what he's had has been great. But also we've had success, and the coaching hires that he's had have been terrific. So, Mark's done a great job of just keeping this thing going and just slowly, you know, adding things in there. And I don't say that bad, but just things just keep happening, and you keep adding to the list, and the list of accomplishments for him at Trevecca has been great, and that means that the athletic department has continued to grow.
Well, and it's always at any level about facilities and continuing to expand that, and I know that's a front burner right now for Trevecca Athletics.
Well, you know, that's something that has been, you know, I mean, I'm not saying anything out of school.
Go ahead and break something. I don't care.
Yeah, we need a new athletic facility, and Mark is pushing that. There's other people on campus that are pushing that, and I hope for it. I mean, I've been there 21 years, went to school there. It's time. It's time we get a new athletic facility, and what will happen, it may not be exactly the same as what's happened at a Lipscomb and a Belmont, but it'll be. We cannot see the changes that will make if we're able to add a nice facility like that for our athletic department. It'll help the school as much as it will help the athletic department.
Greg, you know what I think of you, man. Love you, buddy. And just thanks again in advance. Next Saturday, filling in for me as I head up to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and Martin, Tennessee for a little final road trip of the year. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. All right. See you.